This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. People in Vietnam have seen their economy decline over the last few years. In 2012, growth hit a 13-year low. Now, you can blame factors we're all too familiar with here, weakened consumer spending for one, and banks that are reluctant to lend money. But there's one industry that's perking them up, and that is coffee. Still, given that commodity prices have been falling, some Vietnamese worry it's too risky to rely so heavily on agriculture. The BBC's chief business correspondent, Linda Yu, reports from Vietnam.
I'm in what's called the coffee capital of Vietnam in the Central Highlands. All around me, people are enjoying an early morning ritual, having a gorgeous cup of coffee in a cafe.
Đúng rồi.
You know, coffee is a good start in the morning. Every morning we start with the coffee, and every day we come here to have some coffee in the morning before start our work.
More and more of us could soon be getting our fix from Vietnam. It is poised to overtake Brazil as the world's largest exporter of coffee. Checking on the coffee plants in the tropical heat, it's hard work for farmers like Inao and his wife Hadong. Life has improved, with Vietnamese coffee becoming more popular globally. But now, the world economy is slowing and coffee prices have been falling, which worries Hadan.
Whenever the price goes down, we have sleepless nights. We can't eat due to our worries. Coffee farmers only depend on the coffee price. Our life depends on coffee, not rice. So if the price goes up and down, it worries us.
Classical music emanating from a state-of-the-art stereo in the back of a vast office with leather-bound sofas and a full-sized coffee bar. Not everyone has his own barista in his office.
Tôi cũng muốn nói thêm là những cái gì mà... Các bạn thấy hiện nay.
For Vietnam's king of coffee, life isn't exactly hard. Like many entrepreneurs, Dan Lee Nguyen Vu is confident. The CEO of Tran Nguyen Coffee says that the industry will pull through and even has his sights set on overtaking Starbucks.
We must give up the old mindset of supplying just raw materials, the beans. We must move up the value chain. The money to be made in the coffee industry is at the higher end, processing, retailing.
And factories like this one show that Vietnam is already moving along those lines. It's because Vietnam is industrialized after decades of central planning under communism, so it has an advantage when it wants to promote a sector like coffee. Besides, as millions of people join the middle class from developing countries, the United Nations forecasts that prices will rise for food products like coffee. For Vietnam's future, this may well be the right investment. In Quan Ma Thao, I'm the BBC's Linda Yu for Marketplace.